Hare Krishna. Today I'd like to read Sri Svaniyama Dasaka, 10 Vows of Raghunath Das Goswami. And I'm not going to read it, but there's also similar vows which I believe follow on from this, or encompass this also by Thakur Bhaktivinoda. These verses, individual verses, are really wonderful meditations. Devotees can find them in Sri Stavavali, and they help us really develop a very submissive mindset, a mindset attached to Vaishnavas, the holy Dham of Vrindavan, and also to the service of Lord Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Anyway, let me read them. I'll just read the English. I vow I shall love my spiritual master, the Gayatri Mantra, the holy name of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, his associates, his elder brother, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Govardhan Hill, Radhakun, Mathura City, Vrindavan Forest, the land of Braj, the devotees of Lord Krishna, and the residents of Braj. 2. I vow that I shall live in a land of Braj, birth after birth, chatting casually with the villagers. I shall not live even for a moment in any other place, even if the Lord resides there in his deity form, and even if the great devotees fill it with the sweet nectar of transcendental love. 3. Even though I suffer in long separation from the divine couple, I shall not, even for a moment, leave the land of Braj, where Sri Sri Radha Krishna eternally enjoy unparalleled transcendental pastimes, and I shall not, even if he himself invites me, go to see the opulent king of the Yadus in Dwarka. 4. If with my own ears I heard Radha has gone to Dwarka, where Lord Hari passionately embraces her to his chest with an excited heart, I should leave Rajapur and fly there faster than Garuda. 5. Beginningless or with a beginning, cruel or very gentle, merciful at every moment or merciless, greater than the king of Mahavaikuntha or an ordinary human being, the son of Braj's king is my lord birth after birth. That's a really wonderful verse. I'm going to read that again just for emphasis. Beginningless or with a beginning, cruel or very gentle, merciful at every moment or merciless, greater than the king of Mahavaikuntha or an ordinary human being, the son of Braj's king is my lord birth after birth. 6. Not for a moment shall I go near a hypocrite who worships only Lord Govinda and does not worship exalted Srimati Radharani, who is glorified by the Vedas and the great sages headed by Nard, and who is most dear to Lord Krishna. This is my vow. 7. I shall wash the lotus feet of anyone in this world who, bow down with love, worships Lord Krishna and the nectar person who bears the name Radha. I drink that water, and every day I carry that water on my head. 8. Abandoned by my dear friends, unintelligent, blind, and drowning in an ocean of pain, I bite a blade of straw with my teeth and beg, O Srimati Radharani, please lead me to your lotus feet. 9. My food a little of Raja's milk, my home a leaf hut, and my actions honest austerity and scripture study. I shall live at Radhakund by the best of mountains, and I shall die at that dear lake in the company of Srila Jiva Goswami and the other devotees. 10. In a secluded place in Vrindavan Forest, following my dear friend Srila Rupa Goswami, in many ways I shall earnestly worship Sri Krishna, who is more splendid than many cupids, and Srimati Radharani, whose glorious beauty defeats many goddesses of fortune. 11. This is the false stuti. O faithful devotee, who reads these 10 vows of a certain author and who fixes his mind on the transcendental forms of the dear divine couple, at the proper time happily attains the realm of Braj and directly worships Sri Radha Krishna. Isn't that wonderful? Hare Krishna.